sins go far away. After bathing in the waters of the sacred Ganges many times, one becomes purified. But just by the sight of you, the fallen souls are purified. This is your great power. The holy name delivers one who has committed an offense to Lord Hari. But if one commits an offense to you, there's no means of deliverance. Your heart is always the resting place of Lord Govinda. And Lord Govinda says, "The Vaishnavas are in my heart. I desire the dust of your holy feet in every birth I may take. Please consider Narottam yours and be kind upon him." It's been a while since I played this, so please bear with me. How do you remember all these things? And it's very low. Very low. You know, as you get older, your voice, you lose your voice, so appreciate your voice while you have it when you're young. My wife says my voice is getting higher and higher. So why don't you talk like a man? Ebaro karuna koro Vaishnava Gosama. You're going to have to kind of bear with me. What? Patita Pavana Toma Vineke Jaharadika Tagile Papa Dureda. Hey Mona Dolaya Prabhu Kevako Tapai. Gangara Purasa Hole Pasate Pava. Darshane pavitra koro eto maragun. Harisani aparade tari harina. Tomasane aparade nahi parika. Tomara hidoye sadar Govinda vishan. Govinda Kohena Mora Vaishnava Paran. Prati Janne Kore Asha Sanara Rajuli. Nara chame koro joya panara boli. Nara chame koro joya panara boli. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Narottam Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Jai Narottam Thakur. Jaya Nara Chandako, Jaya Nara Chandako, Jaya Nara Chandako, Jaya Nara Chandako, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vaishnav Vignati by Narottam Das Thakur. So, before we have our next performance, I'd like to read a little bit about the life of Narottam Das Thakur, because Narottam Das Kaur is actually an eternal associate. He's a disciple of Lokanath. And he's his life is very interesting because he was born in a very wealthy family, son of a king. Let me speak a little slower. Thank you. He was actually Champaka Manjari in eternal. He is Champaka Manjari in Krishna Leela, and he's eternally assisting Rupa Manjari in her service to Radha and Krishna. So he is in the most elevated platform. And he appeared as Narottam in the village of Kateri, which is in what is now known as Bangladesh. And he was born on the full moon. And his father was the zamindar of the Gopalpur area. So they were very, very wealthy. Zamindar means, you know, you have your landlord. And from his early childhood, he began to display these symptoms of great intelligence and a very devotional demeanor. Sometimes, even in ISKCON, we hear of children at very early ages, and they experience attraction for the deity, for the holy name, like this. So we can see by these symptoms that these are very advanced souls that have come. So he was very absorbed in meditations on the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And often in our devotional life, we might dismiss the idea that Krishna appeared in some devotee's dreams, but actually Krishna appears everywhere. So particularly in the life of Narottam Das Thakur, dreams played a very important role. And the Lord and his associates appeared quite often in the dreams of Narottam. And sometimes to the degree where he would wake up with tears falling out of his eyes. So when Mahaprabhu passed through this area and dancing very ecstatically in kirtan, he began to call out the name of Narottam. And when Nityananda asked him why he was calling out that name, which was unknown to anyone, Mahaprabhu answered, "My Lord, you do not know your own glories. When we went to Jagannath Puri, you shed tears out of divine love day after day. I managed to capture your divine love and save it. Now I wish to keep it here by the Padmavati River for Narottam Das." So then Mahaprabhu went to the river in a place called known as Kudupur. And he bathed and he sang in ecstasy. And then he called out to that river, "O Padmavati, take my love, keep it here. And when Narottam comes and bathes, give it to him." So Padmavati, she inquired, she said, "How will I recognize him?" And Mahaprabhu answered, "Well, you'll know it's Narottam, for when he enters your water, they will overflow." So that place was later given the name Premathali. Premathali, the place of Prem. And when Narottam was 12 years old, he had a dream in which Nityananda Prabhu told him to bathe in that Padmavati River and to take the prem which had been saved for him. So he went that very next day to the river. And as soon as he put his foot in that river, the river started to overflow, of course. And then Padmavati remembered Mahaprabhu's words. And she gave the prem that she'd been saving to Narottam. So as soon as he experienced the ecstasies of prem, now he's 12 years old, mind you, Narottam's character, his appearance, everything about him changed. And his parents noticed, what's happened to our son? He's different. And they did everything they could to try and, you know, bring him back to a normal state. You can imagine they were very worried. Just like sometimes when you become a devotee, your parents don't recognize you. What happened to our son, our daughters? They're not the same anymore. They don't have the same goals anymore. They don't even look the same anymore. So in a minor way, it's reflecting what happened with Narottam and his parents. But his intoxication with this prem broke the bonds of his family addiction. Well, this is an experience that so many devotees have had, that if you look at the life of Srila Prabhupada, he stuck with his family life as long as he could. He carried on, and he wanted to preach, but he couldn't, and he had this instruction kind of hanging over his head, go to the West and preach the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to those maleches in America. But he couldn't do it. But it was building and building this intolerance to the bonds of family life. Some people wonder. They think, I wondered, how could Prabhupada leave a family with a 13-year-old son still having to be raised, a wife still having to be supported? You know, it's almost inconceivable. In ISKCON, you can't do it. You know, they got rules. CBC has rules, you know, if you want to take sannyas, you got to make sure your wife is handled, your kids are grown up, this, that, and the other. So many requirements. But Prabhupada had this. He went to his godbrother, said, I want to leave. He said, no, I'm friends with your whole family. It would be a very bad thing, you know, not to, don't, just stay there. So the next time Prabhupada, he didn't go to his godbrother for advice. He just had to go. So similarly, Narottam, at 12 years old, he began to think, how can I escape from my material attachments? And finally, one day, his father and uncle were away on official business, and the bodyguards that had been assigned to him, he tricked them. And on the full moon day of Kartik, he set out for Vrindavan. And according to others, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, and he was talking about it, but he never had the urge to do it. But by this fulfillment of prema, he was forced to leave. Now, I'm not saying that's a good idea for us, but, you know, who of us is a servant to the manjaris of Krishna, of Radha? I mean, you know, we just can't be on that same level. Anyway, when he got to Vrindavan, Narottam met Lokanath Goswami. And Lokanath, of course, is also considered to be a personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was actually the first Vaishnava who was instructed to go to Vrindavan by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he kind of set a standard for worship. And although Narottam was the son of a Raj, and although Lokanath had made a vow, a vrat, that he wouldn't take any disciples, Narottam's desire was so great that in the middle of every night, he would go to the place of Lokanath and he would clean Lokanath's toilet, just trying to get some kripa, trying to get some mercy. And So then he did the special job, and then he would take the earth and shift the earth to make it very clean. So the next time Lokanath would come to his place of taking care of his body, it would be very clean. And eventually, Lokanath was so astonished that seeing that this place was cleaned every day, he became curious to find out, how was this happening? So one evening, Lokanath went into the jungle where it was this place, and he chanted the entire night. He did his japa there, waiting to see who was this benefactor. And at midnight, he saw someone engaged in cleaning, and he asked who he was. And when he found out that this was Narottam, the son of a Raj, doing such a filthy task, he felt embarrassed, and he told Narottam, no, you shouldn't be doing this. But Narottam fell at Lokanath's feet, and he began to cry. And when Lokanath saw the humility and the pain, he resolved to soften him. It softened his heart, and he gave him initiation. See how important is initiation in our line, that we finally find someone that we can give our heart to and help, let them help us advance. This is all Krishna's pastime, giving us lessons. So, at that time, of course, Narottam immediately, with great enthusiasm, engaged in the service, and without caring for his youth, or he was extremely handsome, very well built, very beautiful person. You can imagine he's an eternal associate, so he gets a very beautiful body, very handsome body. But he cared for it less. He was completely oblivious to his material condition. Now, Narottam was Lokanath's only disciple, and when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur had also demonstrated a very similar service to his spiritual master to convince him, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, to convince him to accept him as a disciple. So sometimes we think to ourselves, oh my, you know, this person from whom I want to take initiation, they're not giving me attention, they don't even know I exist. But you can see the tremendous amount of desire that's expressed through these ways that these great souls have taken, giving us opportunity to also show that we have to take that humble position to get the attention of the spiritual master. Sometimes we have to take an important position, you know, VIP, very important person. But VIP actually means very insignificant person. This is the real meaning of VIP. You know. Anyway, so Lokanath Goswami considered Narottam's previous life as a wealthy zamindar to be particularly suitable for preaching in Narottam's home area of northern Bengal, and thought that with his status he would be able to teach the standards of renounced devotional behavior. It was, again, a very interesting lesson, because you can see the guru is thinking, how can my disciple be best utilized in Krishna's service? Just like Bhakti Siddhanta, he saw Prabhupada and immediately knew he'll be best in preaching to the West. So similarly, Lokanath Goswami is thinking, okay, Narottam is going to be very good in preaching in the very area that he came from. So he ordered Narottam to go to his hometown of Kateri. And the interesting thing is that it's stated here that these Vivekanandis that are like these anchorite devotees, they call them, they're absorbed in this intimate service of the Lord on the transcendental platform. And normally, They have no taste for engaging in any welfare activity which brings only temporary satisfaction to materialistic persons bound by Maya and absorbed in bodily connection. Prabhupada makes this point many times, that we are not interested in philanthropic activities. They are only meant to satisfy the mind of the person who's giving in a materialistic way, for pratishta, for some distinction, some adoration, some sense of I'm gaining punya. But this is completely absent from the transcendental platform. And this is a unique feature of Krishna consciousness, that devotees are not, they're only interested in doing these kinds of things for the purpose of engaging people in the service to Krishna, not for the actual issue of making people materially better. So at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, all the rooms are hearing Prabhupada chanting. There's morning program. All the doctors, everyone there, they're devotees. So it is not a mundane philanthropic hospital. It is a transcendental place. And if it didn't have that, if it was just like the Ambani hospitals, then it is of no use. Even though, from the materialistic point of view, it seems so useful. So, on Lokanath Goswami's orders, Narottam installed 6 sets of deities in a temple that he made in Keri. He arrived in Gaudadesh. He'd been ordered by Lokanath to establish the deity service of both Gauranga and Krishna, to serve the Vaishnavas and to preach the congregational chanting of the holy names. And he immediately dedicated himself to carrying out these orders. And first he set about establishing those 6 sets of beautiful deities. And then he had, before that, traveled throughout Bengal and Orissa, visiting various places of pilgrimage where Lord Chaitanya had performed his pastimes. He met with the Lord's associates, and he received their blessings. So you'll notice that on his way to do his service, he knew enough to take the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Without the blessings of the Vaishnavas, we can't really become successful. So this is a very important lesson. Most of the living associates of Mahaprabhu at the time came to Kateri on the occasion of a festival organized by Narottam. And there's a long list of various notables that had arrived there. So you see, even when he was there, what was he doing? Organizing festivals. What was Prabhupada doing? Organizing festivals. What was Narottam doing? Promoting the congregational chanting of the holy names. What was Prabhupada teaching? Promoting the congregational chanting of the holy names. What did Narottam establish in Kateri first thing? Deities, deity worship. What did Prabhupada do? Set up 108 temples of deity worship all over the world. Same. It doesn't change. The principles don't change. That's why to have an acharya like Srila Prabhupada, we are the most fortunate. We're so close to his having been on the planet. Remember, he was only preaching from 1965 to 1977, and so many decades have passed since that time. So we're carrying on in that first generation, second generation, third generation. There's going to be, you know, thousands generations sometime, but this is the time that we're so close to the pastimes of the founder Acharya. So it's very important we stay very fixed with his instructions, that are the same instructions that Lokanath Goswami gave to Narottam Das. And Narottam Das, which I'll explain a little bit later, he also was able to demonstrate the symptoms of a person who's advanced in Krishna consciousness and on the level of prema. And when Srinivas Acharya was acting as the officiating priest at that festival and performed the rituals of installing the deities, Narottam led a kirtan which followed that. And in that kirtan, Mahaprabhu and all his associates appeared. So they all became just like lightning. They just were like rain clouds in that wonderful kirtan. You could see Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya overcome with ecstasy, and Gauranga encircled by devotees. What wonderful compassion the Lord displayed on that day. Who can understand these wonderful pastimes? So who can understand? The question is there. Who can understand those pastimes? You can understand those pastimes. We can understand those pastimes. How is it that we can understand the pastimes? Because we feel it in kirtan. You know, ultimately, all of the differences amongst devotees, all of the various interpretations of the Gaudiya philosophy, you know, we all have different opinions about so many things, right? And we're arguing about them sometimes. Often we argue. Gaudiyas, they're like, they argue more than any other group. It's like their pastime of arguing about, speaking about topics about Krishna, arguing about this, no, this is right, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, the philosophy is like this. But where does all of that disappear? It disappears in kirtan and bhajan. You're sitting around the holy name, you start chanting, the ecstasy starts to flow. Isn't it? And all those differences, you can dance with your enemy. I have personal experience. I was just at a GBC meeting. And, you know, I look around the table, I have so many differences with many of my God brothers. As I said to them when I was sitting there, I said, because now I have this position as the chairman of the Sabha. It's a new, like the temple presidents used to be. The GBC formed a new group. And that group is a kind of a diverse group, and it's called the Sabha. And it's meant to be a check and balance on the GBC, a help to them, a mirror for them. Kind of, they look at the resolutions and then say, well, maybe you might want to revisit this or that. Like it's a body that's not a legislative body, but it's a body that gives the GBC a chance to see how things are falling out in the field, on the ground. So I'm there. I have to be at the meeting. So I'm there at the GBC meeting. And I said, well, you know, certainly I'm very surprised to be here at this table. But I'm sure I'm not as surprised as you are to see me at this table. You know. So, because many of them I've expressed differences with. But when we have kirtan, when we're doing Guru Puja, all those things melt away. And all you see is devotee. All you feel is devotion. So this is the beauty of that moment when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this kirtan of Narottam Das Thakur. All they could feel was the ecstasy, the bhav. So in that moment, that activity has been described. And Narahari Chakravarti has also described Narottam's activities very much in his book, The Narottam Vilas. Now, in Gopalpura village nearby, there was a Brahmin named Vipra Das. And why was he Vipra Das? Because he kept snakes in his wicker. And when Narottam visited Vipra Das's house, the snake vanished. And in its place appeared deities of Gaura and Vishnupriya. So everyone was very amazed. And those deities today, you can go to Gambila, it's a small town, you can go there and you can see those deities that they're there. Then there was a certain Smarta Brahmin scholar who blasphemed Narottam, calling him a Shudra. So he got leprosy. And he later had a vision in his dream and went and fell at Narottam's feet and begged him for forgiveness because Durga had appeared in that dream and told him, you better go ask for forgiveness from Narottam. And thus the leprosy went away. Now, Hari Rama and Ramakrishna were the sons of Shivananda Acharya. And they were taking a goat and a buffalo to be offered as a sacrifice to Durga on the order of their father. And they met Narottam and Ranjachandra Kaviraj on the way, and they were amazed by the effulgent beauty of Narottam. And Narottam advised the two young Brahmins, you should abandon worship in the modes of passion and ignorance, because they entail violence to animals. And to worship the Supreme Lord without any desire, you should be on that platform. So the brothers, immediately upon hearing this from Narottam, they let the goat go, they let the buffalo go, they bathed in the Padmavati, and then they took initiation from Narottam right there and dedicated their lives to the service of Lord Krishna. So this is the power of such a devotee as Narottam. And when Shivananda Acharya heard about this, he became very angry. You know, the father became very, very angry. And he called a Smarta scholar from Mithila named Murari to come and defeat Narottam's Vaishnav philosophy. Just like some of our parents called the deprogrammers. Come defeat this philosophy of these Gaudiya Vaishnavs. It happened to us. It happened here in India. Sometimes the parents will call some, scholars or psychologists to come in. Please convince my son, don't take this path of devotional service. So even 500 years ago, they're calling in a scholar. You know, my son is brainwashed by this Narottam. I need you to deprogram him. So, this scholar came, and Harinam and Ramakrishna were given blessings by Narottam, and they were able to defeat every one of the Smarta's arguments, citing scriptural evidence. So defeated, Shivananda Acharya went to pray to Durga. And she appeared to him that night in a dream. Remember I told you, there's lots of dreams that happen in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, so sometimes we have to pay attention to our dreams. And she appeared to him and she rebuked him. She scolded him and told him to cease all such behavior. So of course, in the course of time, Ganganarayan Chakravarti, Jagannath Acharya, and other well-known Brahmins started to become Narottam's disciples. And this caused a very big stir, very big upset in the Smarta community. And they went to complain to Raja Nasimha. Narottam is a Sudra who makes disciples of Brahmins. He's using some kind of mystic power or hypnotism to convert them. He must be stopped. So after discussions with Raja Nasimha, it was decided that another scholar named Rupa Narayan should be summoned to debate Narottam. So this Brahmin had won numerous debates, many contests. There are many debating contests in that area. Of course, all of this area, Brahmins were very smart. Of course, Navadvipa was a center of scholarship in all of India at that time. And so this Brahmin was... came, and he was known as the Raj himself set off with Rupa Narayan and a number of other Brahmins towards Kateri. Ramachandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti were upset to see the wicked intentions of the Raj and his pundits And when they heard that the Raj and his entourage were resting overnight in Kumarpura village, they went in disguise as a potter and a pond seller, and they set up stalls in the village market. And when the Brahmins came through the market, Ramachandra and Ganga Narayan spoke with them in Sanskrit. And the Brahmins were astounded that even ordinary stall keepers in the village were able to speak in Sanskrit. Reminds me when Basu Ghosh comes and he speaks, you know, starts speaking in Sanskrit to everybody. Everyone's like, oh my God, some, you know, this American-born personality is speaking Sanskrit. It's amazing. Fluently. So these stall keepers, you know, they're speaking to the Brahmins in Sanskrit, which was reserved only for the smartas at that time. So they began a debate. Ramachandra and Ganga Narayan began a debate with the Brahmins, defeating every smarta argument they put forward and establishing the pure doctrine of devotional service. So they were rendered, these guys were rendered speechless by these ordinary stall keepers. And when they learned that the two men in the stalls were disciples of Narottam Das, the Raj said to his pundit, if Narottam's ordinary disciples can defeat you in debate, there's no need to go see him. So, but once again, Durga appeared to Narasimha and Rupa Narayan and ordered them, you go to Narottam and you pray for forgiveness from your offenses. So the two of them did so, and guess what? They also became devotees of Radha and Krishna. This is the power of Narottam Das Thakur. In the Gaudiya Vaishnava Abhidhamma, the following comments are found. Narottam's ashram was in a place called Bhajantuli, about 2 miles from Kateri. And Narottam did his preaching through. He did his preaching through kirtan. This was Narottam's emphasis, was always kirtan. Reminds me of how Vyasaki and his wife Kishori, they go from 8 months out of the year, they go from place to place, just doing kirtan. Kirtan, little pravachan, mainly kirtan. All these yoga groups, different countries, all over the world. Can you imagine? The world is of Vaishnavism, it's populated by some very special personalities. And they're going all over the world even today, just in this mood of Narottam Das Thakur, of kirtan. So he created the style of kirtan known as Garanati, and he wrote 2 books, Pratana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika, which are the very life of the devotees. He's written songs which are appropriate for every devotional mood. And this is what touches the devotees' hearts. These 2 books are very popular. They've been published countless times. Narottam's influence can also be felt in very distant Manipur. I've been to Manipur. Manipur was at one time completely a Gaudiya Vaishnava country. Now it's a little changed, but everyone agrees that the Vaishnava religion, so-called religion, spiritual science, has been spread through Manipur by Narottam's potency. And his devotional songs are sung in every home throughout the Manipuri state. So, I think now we want to hear another of Narottam's songs, one of his most famous songs. It's a song very appropriate for today, because it is a song which memorializes the disappearance of the greatest Vaishnavas. Who is going to sing that song? Anila? Are you going to sing it? Great. Ah. No, I want you to sing. So we can put those words up on the for everyone.
Hare Krishna. He anila prema dhana karuna praja. He anila prema dhana karuna praja. He anila prema dhana karuna praja. Prabhu katha gela acharya thakur. Hena Prabhu katha gela acharya thakur. Kamara sarubrupa kaha sanatan. Kamara sarubrupa kaha sanatan. Kamara bhata juga kaha kabira. Kamara eka kale kotha gela gaura natara. Pasane guti bo matha anale pasivo. Pasane guti bo matha anale pasivo. Gauranga gunera nidhi katha gele pavo. Sesava sangira sange je kaila dila. Sesava sangira sange je kaila dila. Sesava sangira sange je kaila dila. Se sangana paya gande narutama das. Se sangana paya gande narutama das. Thank you. Jaya Narottama, Jaya Narottama, Jaya Narottama, Jaya Narottama. Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur. Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.
Narottam Das Thakur ki.
He who has brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where are my Sarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhat and Gopal Bhat? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against a rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees, in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. That's what you just sang. Those are the feelings of vipalamba, the feelings of separation, that we actually all will attain. Can you imagine? In this world, we're attaining to achieve the position of crying tears of separation. How can a materialist understand these things? It's impossible. How do we understand it? It's only possible by the mercy of the Vaishnav Thakur. That's how it's possible. Sometimes devotees have told me, when I first saw Prabhupada, tears flowed from my eyes. I felt such relief. Finally, he'd come for me. Those tears hold the same salt composition as those tears of separation for which we are anxious. Those tears of coming together, of joy, are the same composition of the tears that we will feel someday deeply in our heart, longing for Krishna's association. Not just his association. Actually, that's a mistake. Just for Krishna's service. Just to be in service, not even of Krishna, not even of Radha and Krishna, not even in service of the relationship between Radha and Krishna, which is different from Radha and different from Krishna, the relationship, of which we are also indirectly in service. But to be of service to those who are of service, to those who are of service, to those who are of service. That's where we are headed in this bhakti marg. That's the destination. And we can find it when we're serving each other, when we're serving the deities, when we're serving the mission, when we're of service in the most humble state of mind, ready to offer all respects to others. In that state of mind only, one can chant the holy name of the Lord completely and utterly without any motivation whatsoever. That's our goal. It's so much not wanting to be in position, not wanting to have any kind of pratishta, distinction. People do what I say, listen to me, I know more. It's just the opposite of all that. I was sitting in very comfortably this springtime thinking, I don't have any responsibility, I just work on my movies. It's all I want to do is I just want to work on my films, make my films. I've been doing this too long. It's got to come. It's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. And I got an email. You know, you've been nominated for the to be on the Sabha. What's the Sabha? You know, I didn't know what the Sabha was. What is this? I had to find out what it was. Okay, whatever. Then I got another email. Okay, you've been elected to be a member of the Sabha. Okay, what does that mean? You know, some position in ISKCON, you know. Then I got another email. You've been nominated to be chairman of the Sabha. Okay, me chairman? How can I be chairman? You know, there are other people much more qualified than I. Then I got another email. You're the chairman of the Sabha. What does it mean to be chairman? Actually, it means you do the most work. You serve the most people. That's what it means. You know, you have to make sure things are happening. You're responsible. It's actually the servant. The position is service. Chairman is just a name. But the actual job description is you've got to be of service to everybody all the time. I began to realize Krishna is so kind. He gave me more service. He plucked me out of not having service to the Vaishnavas. Gave me service to the Vaishnavas. So this is our meditation. This is how Narottam Das Thakur, in his songs, he's thinking, how can I experience that prema? And I can only do service to get that prema. So he followed everything Lokanath Goswami told him to do. Sometimes we think being on the radar, you know, people know who we are. We get to, you know, feel like a VIP, very important person. But actually, the real gems are the very insignificant person. Those are the real gems, isn't it? And especially if you get it, if you understand the purport of the lives of people like Narottam Das Thakur, they came just for the purpose of letting us know that being in the position of the servant is the highest position. So, if there's anything we can learn from the disappearance day of such a great Vaishnav, I mean, eternal associate of Siddha, you know, he's just, it's hard to even imagine, but he was walking among us. And there are some like that walking among us today. We just sometimes don't recognize them. That's all. Just try to keep your eyes open. Even in the Jewish tradition, there's always like 35 or 30, there's always 30, you know, pure souls supposed to be on the planet. But they can be a street sweeper, they can be a policeman, they can be, you know, a beauty salon nail person. They don't know who they are. So amongst you, be careful. There might be a Narottam Das Thakur walking amongst us. We have to be very, very careful. On the other hand, when we speak about offenses to a people, making offenses, just remember what aparad really means. Radha or Radhe means devotion. That's the purport of that syllable, those two syllables in Sanskrit. And of course, Radharani is the ultimate devotee. So Radhe Aparadhe. Aradhe is like a devotion. So what is aparadhe? Aparadhe is that which is against devotion. It's not actually offense like we understand offense in the English language or probably the Hindi language. It means that which promotes devotion or that which is against the promotion of devotion. So if we do something like a so-called aparadha, that would mean that I'm inhibiting somebody's devotion. So think like that. I don't want to commit any aparadha. I want to only encourage people in their devotional life. And this will be our meditation all the way home back to Godhead. Thank you very, very much. All glories to Srila Narottam Thakur. All glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who gave the life of Narottam Thakur to all of us. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Sri Gaura Nitai. All glories to Sri Radha Rasabihari Vishaka Ladita. All glories to Sri Tisitaram Hanuman Hanuman and who am I missing? Lakshman Hanuman. That's it. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Getting old is not working.